Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. Lauren McCrory joins me. And sorry for keeping you waiting, Lauren.
Sorry for keeping you waiting.
So you were at our satellite studio in Strabane at 11
yeah.
o'clock.
So yeah, I got Strabane and Letterkenny very much mixed up.
No
this
problem.
Morning.
Listen, we're glad you're here and it's great to have you on. You're in the last four now, are you, of Glory Teary on TG Cahir?
Yeah, it's the last five. So
last five.
Tuesday night.
The semi-final, it's the last five. Yeah.
It's semi-final on Tuesday night. So to be honest, I didn't think I was going to get this far. Mm-hmm. So I'm delighted. I'm very humbled to get this far, obviously, with everyone voting and supporting me.
And where are you actually from?
I'm from Tyrone, so okay. I'm from Galdley in County Tyrone, just outside Ballygally. So normally when I say that, everyone's like, oh, the Ballygally roundabout. So yeah, just, and do you know what, Tyrone, it's crazy because for country music,
yes,
everybody loves it. And
the whole Northwest is, I mean,
yeah,
the whole country, but particularly the further north you edge. What's the experience been like?
It's been amazing.
Yeah?
It's been absolutely amazing. I had sort of known a few people who had been on it in previous years, mm-hmm. and they were sort of telling me all the crack and giving me sort of wee tips and whatnot. So I was sort of going in with just literally no expectations of what I was expecting. I knew that I was going to have to learn Irish, mm-hmm. and I don't speak a word of Irish, so it's been nice in that way that I've even got to learn that, as well as work with cameras and work with a band.
So what level of Irish did you need to sort of get to be able to take part?
Aye
and na.
Literally, and yeah. like the crack.
Yeah. But it's good to, it's good that we're talking about the language, people are using it, even what any level at all,
yeah.
even trying to use, that's what it's all about, you know, that's what people want to see happening. You,
yeah.
what is the format of the programme for those who haven't seen it?
So we pre-recorded about four shows a week down mm-hmm. in Galway in back in November, and they went live from January up into March, and then from about 2 weeks ago the actual show itself went mm-hmm. live. So it's on every Tuesday night at 9:30, and it begins with sort of the results of who's through to the next week, and then once you find out that you're through, you go down, you sing your songs, and then you relax.
Okay, so you're going to be on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So then someone will be eliminated Tuesday. Is perform. It's a unique, so they sort of front load the results as opposed to have them at the end, which is quite clever. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's you start off, the show really does start off with who's going through to the mm-hmm. next round. And this week we have to sing two songs. So we have to sing a song in Irish and then a song in English.
And what are your song choices? Can you reveal that, or is that part of the...
I think I might just keep that a wee surprise.
Okay, no problem. Now, when you're singing songs in Irish,
yes.
can it be sort of, say, you know, a contemporary song translated into Irish?
Yeah, well, I mean, they didn't really give us any specific real rules in regards to what we could sing. I'm singing sort of a song that is very well known. It's not necessarily country, but it's sort of folk.
It's not Ed Sheeran, is it?
It's not Ed Sheeran, no. Some people could be maybe sad to hear that, but no, it's not.
Very good. Now, lines are open for voting now then. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so after every single show, mm-hmm. the lines, all your votes, sorry, are gone for that week. And then the lines reopen again after the show. Mm. So everyone's really on the same boat, that we're sort of really campaigning as much as possible to get the votes.
Mm. Which is bittersweet too, because you're
yeah.
there singing and you want to be judged on your voice.
Talent,
but as we saw,
whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. And you are being, of course. People aren't going to blindly vote. But we have saw it then in that recent dance programme on RT, which I didn't watch, but it was like, you know, the person that won it would have a large voting base. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? But then you have these programmes have to be able to be viable as well, so it's
exactly.
bittersweet.
Yeah.
Do you have a mentor or something like that? Is that how this
I
works?
Do,
is this
yeah.
the same competition Lisa McHugh was on, was it? No?
It was,
okay,
yeah,
right.
yeah. Lisa was on it years ago.
25 years ago, I'd say, at this stage.
Yeah, she's doing fab from it, so fingers crossed, hopefully I'd be the same
yeah.
someday. But yeah, no, for me to actually get on the competition, I needed to apply.
Mm.
And I sent in a video of my latest single, Redneck Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Kirwan, he was a good friend of mine.
That's Dominic's son.
Dominic's yeah. son, yeah. And he picked me. He picked
wow.
me to take me onto the show. And I was delighted. And obviously, he's a super nice guy.
Mm.
Like, He's very, very sound, and we get on like a house on fire. So he's been brilliant, and so far the whole experience has been brilliant. So it's been fab.
Yeah, and these things are, like, you never want them to end, do you?
No, you know, I know. Do you know what?
And I don't mean on Tuesday, even God willing, you win it. You know,
Well, whatever happens.
I suppose then that's your next stage of your career, I suppose, isn't it?
That's it. You know what? It's a stepping stone. And then, obviously, I found out I was on it in October. And then you had, like, about 4 months of campaigning. And now, because the live show started about 2 weeks ago, I have 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's went fast.
Right, Lauren McCrory from the Ballygory Roundabout.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
You're going to sing Coat of Many Colours for us, aren't you?
Yes, well, I'm going to try.
Throw on your cans there. And it's been a bit of a rush, but you're going to knock it out of the park. And we'll chat a bit more afterwards. Okay, this is Lauren McCrory and Coat of Many Colours.
I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Well, I know I had no money, well, I'm as rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. How I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sold in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. They couldn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Well, now I know I had no money, but I'm as rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Dolly Parton, is it? Yeah,
yeah.
Great Dolly song, though, isn't it? It's really nice. That sounded lovely.
Bit of a croak in the throat, but that's what early
Saturday
mornings do.
Saturday morning, you're sitting down. Unfortunately. You were in Strabane 15 minutes ago.
I know.
Not literally, by the way, everyone. She drove very safely here, just saying. Right, fair play to you. Well done. That's lovely. And I love the rawness of it. See, when people come on singing the programme, we've no reverb, we've no this, nothing, that and that. Yeah. You know, you get that lovely raw sound, which I like.
It's right. Very raw.
No, you know what I'm on about. It's raw in a good way.
I understand.
Stop putting words in my mouth. So, if people then want to, and I can't see why they won't, if people want to support you, local woman, and they want to support you in the competition, then how do they vote for you between now and Tuesday? Because really, this is when the push is on, in fairness, and that extra few votes could be the ones that push you over there.
That's it. Well, if they want to vote for me, they can text GLOR8, which is GLOR and 8, to 53307. That's from the Republic of Ireland, mm-hmm. and then from the North of Ireland, they can text 60999, or they can download the GLOR Tira app and vote